I'm Rick Recking. A recent Wednesday morning. The heavy knock on my door startled me and set my old dog a-barking. Fawn is 17 now, yet she came off the couch to beat me to the front door. Beyond was a large policeman, who I found was sent to me on a wellness check. We were both relieved that I was upright. He arrived about 2 weeks after I was discharged from the hospital, where I'd spent the last 2 days of 2024 in a transitory ischemic attack, TIA. After dilly-dallying for a month with a periodic numbness in my arm, and having been to my physician who recorded a blood pressure of 126 over 62, I was dismissed from her with orders to go to the ER if the numbers return. It did, and I did. And when I got there, my blood pressure read 220 over a dumbfounding something or other that I couldn't capture in my head. Subsequent CAT scans, MRIs, echocardiograms, blood tests, and the like revealed I wasn't having a stroke or heart attack. The TIA abated after a day, and I got the bum's rush when they discharged me on New Year's Eve with a blood pressure of 159 over 85. An inadequate supply of my new drug, lisinopril, and a prescription for more, forgetting that the pharmacy was closed on New Year's Day. I purchased a blood pressure cuff and began taking readings. They were in the 180s and 190s and the occasional 200s. I sent a week's of my readings on to my internist, who called me back the next morning when I was out, for the first time in a long time, for coffee with my grandson and his three-month-old daughter, my great-grandchild. Suddenly, I'm talking to the young policeman who stopped to call in about my well-being, but he suggested then calling 911 for me. I deferred, but he talked me into saying that he would call them and they would just come and check me out and not force me go to the ER. I agreed, worrying about having to leave my old dog. He called and went to his car to complete his report. A few minutes later, a gigantic ladder truck from the McFarland Fire Department turned the corner on Farwell with its lights on but no horn. It's a standard route for them, but I was surprised. Yet I was surprised when they parked alongside my house. Four men in boots and overalls met my policeman, and the five of them advanced toward my door. Soon the room was filled with an offensive line facing me and Fawn huddled on the couch. They were a little worried that she might do something to them, but she jumped down and went into her crate as they stripped me of my sweater and shirt and began to read my blood pressure. Over my shoulder, I saw the EMTs arrive in their ambulance. Two more soon joined me. I found comfort as the EMT nurse took over and began working on me with her more delicate and precise fingers instead of the meaty paws of the firemen. As the firefighters left, I reflected back on the last time a team of firefighters had been in our house, and I began to chuckle. It was 10 or 12 years ago. Marilyn said, "I smell gas." She always had the more sensitive nose, yet I soon smelled it too. So I checked the basement, went down the door a bit, and then checked the oven, but neither proved fruitful. Back to the back door and patio, which had an odor out there. Marilyn said, "Let's call it in and get outside." It's interesting that on the table there was something we'd received from the utility company saying, if you smell gas, call, don't wait. But we called. We called the fire department, leashed the dogs, and went out to the driveway to wait. My nurse asked if I could stop laughing. It was more of a chortle, but I told her I would try. She attached a dozen sticky electrode leads to my torso, both front and back, as she conducted an in-home EKG. 10 years ago, they arrived with lights and horns blaring, and then a second truck. I met them on the curb and explained the situation, and that we left lights on and doors open to provide a draft. A team of men scoured our house while we got into our car against the cool weather. After a couple of minutes, Marilyn said, "I smell gas." And we quickly determined it came from the back seat and our dogs. How's that sound, Richard? "Do we tell them?" I asked. Holding in a gut-busting laugh, we agreed, "No." My reading this morning was 137/82.